So this is about halfway through the second or third chapter, depending on how you look at it. Sort of our introduction to this ancillary character named Lee. This is kind of a long section. Excuse the rattling. Lee was famous in those circles for a few things. Lee the Legend was what Jim called him, the mixture of disdain and genuine affection, the balance of which could tip one way or the other without Lee having to do very much at all to fully earn either. Most of his more famous exploits involved some kind of damage to property or person, and ended with his getting the proper shit beat out of him by some authority that nobody could really say wasn't totally justified. He had once scaled a tower at a go-go bordello concert that Jim and some others hadn't even known he was at, till some girl in the group started pointing at the sound booth and yelling, "Holy shit, that's that guy, that dancing guy!" Indeed, the dancing guy was Lee, some 50 feet above the crowd, apparently displeased with the leveling of the gypsy's set. When everybody else noticed, the crowd began to cheer, and Lee got so distracted, clowning about and fist-pumping back at them, that he failed to notice his security guard making some real good progress on his tower. "You know, that's the first time I was ever literally carried out of a place," is all Lee would say on the subject, with his big, crooked grin. I was introduced to Lee's famous trick coming back from the wedding. He called it a mag mile. "Lee, you fucking idiot, cut it out, we gotta go home." Lee's girl was yelling. Lee ignored her, handing off his cigarette and suit jacket to Tyler, who seemed all the more pleased about the thing now that his girl was really screaming about it. Lee kneeled down to tie his shoes up and make sure the belt around his shirt pants was good and tight. "Yo, hip shoes, you keep time," he told me. I looked at Jim, who just shrugged and laughed. "Sure, what do I do?" "I'm gonna jump on this car until the alarm goes off. Just take note of how long it goes. The object of the mag mile is this. On the start of the mile, you jump on a car until the alarm goes off. Then you have until the alarm cuts off to make it down the mile, running across the tops of all the rest of the cars on that side of the street." Lee finished squaring up at the curb while his girl screamed at him in her ridiculous bridesmaid's dress. "Lee, if you break your fucking neck, I am so breaking up with you, I swear to fucking God." Lee straightened his tie and gave her a little kiss. "I mean it, Lee." "You ready, kid?" Lee asked. "Yep." Took out my cell phone. Lee skittered up onto the top of the first car, a really sweet-looking luxury car with a vanity plate that said WLHNG69. He squatted down on the roof and jumped high up in the air, stomping up and down in it like Donkey Kong, and sure enough, after a couple of jumps, the alarm began to squeal, and Lee screamed, "Go!" and took off down the windshield, his dress shoes leaving big dusty dents in the hood of the big sedan. Tyler and the girls and everybody else took off through the alley, but Jim smiled at me and pulled me down the sidewalk in the direction Lee had gone. "Come on," he said. "This is for your benefit." Lee was making pretty good time. He bounded across the van without any trouble at all, one of those big fuckers with airbrush renderings of the Virgin Mary painted on the spare tire cover in the back, and then down a roof of regular old Toyotas and Hondas. I thought he'd have a problem with traction, seeing as how it had rained a little earlier and Lee had been slipping and sliding on the dance floor, but everything was fine until, for a few cars in, he yelled, "Shit!" "What, cops?" Jim asked as we ran. "Nope." "What then?" "Fucking motorcycle." And yep, Lee went down, yelling midair at me, "Don't stop the clock!" The motorcycle crashed down with him and I stopped. There was a moment of silence from the space behind the car where Lee had fallen, but the alarm was still going. These long wails. "Lee?" I called, and moved toward him. Before I could get there, Lee popped up and over the back of the next car, yelling, "Go, go, go!" His shoes hit the pavement with about 20 seconds left, and he jogged in a semicircle around to meet us at the corner, catching his breath and smiling wildly through a wince. "Motorcycles. Fucking motorcycles every single time," he said, showed us a pretty ugly gash on his knee just below the seam of his suit shorts. We walked with him toward the alley where everyone was walking, kind of staggered out in a line, and Tyler said, "Hey, there they are," and everybody turned around. Lee, who had only been limping slightly, exaggerated when his girl turned around and ran back to meet us. She started slapping at his chest and the back of his head the second she was within range, with her hand and her bouquet. "Baby, cut it out. I fucked up my knee real bad, see?" he said, ducking her hands. She looked down at his knee and slapped him once more on the shoulder. "Good for you. Lucky I don't call your father," she screamed, and threw her arms around his neck. Lee shot us a grin and a wink as his cheek and neck were covered in frantic kisses, and that poor girl put her arm around his waist and helped him limp down the alleyway. Jim was laughing his ass off beside me, and watching them walk, he clamped a hand down on my shoulder. "That guy," he said, pointing. "I hate him. He's a fucker. He's my brother, too. See? That dude is true."